Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hello, this is Story Squad. Apple Grease.
Today's story is called Elbow Grease, Fast Friends by John Cena. And we read this, another book from this series a long time ago when we first started this podcast.
60,100.
Like two or three years ago, maybe, I think, huh? You were still very, very little. Elbow Grease is like a monster truck.
He is.
Okay. When your brothers are monster trucks, they tend to play rough. One truck says, come catch me if you can. Is that Elbow Grease? Yeah, that's Elbow Grease.
Vroom!
Yeah, this is vroom. Especially when they're faster. Gotcha! Or smarter. I've caught him. He simply hasn't realized it yet. That's his brother. You can catch me. Or wilder. Or bigger than you. Vroom! Splat! Zoom! Hey, where did Bo go? They call Elbow Grease Bo. Elbow Grease needed a break from playing with Flash, Crash, Pinball, and Tank. Mel the mechanic invited him to go to the junkyard to look for spare parts. You okay, Bo? I think I bruised my bumper, says Elbow Grease. The junkyard was sprawling, stuffed with discarded parts and broken down machines. To Elbow Grease, it seemed like a dump. To Mel, it was the most exciting place in the whole world. She dug through the junk piles with her shovel as if hunting for treasure. A jigamabobber! I could use one of those. How long is this going to take exactly? Elbow Grease went off to explore. He climbed to the top of the highest heap of junk, and that's when he saw it. Saw what? In the far corner of a junkyard, a sleek two-wheeled vehicle flipped, whipped, and twirled through a scrap-tacular stunt. Zip! Stunt course made from scrunched up chunks of metal, pools of broken glass, and tangles of razor wire. Wowie kazowie, I've never seen a truck move like that before. That's not a truck, Bo. That's a motorcycle. Flip.
Flip.
Whip.
Whip.
The gleaming purple monster cycle was named Chopper. When she finished training, she noticed she had an audience. Bravo, bravo. I hate to admit, but that was impressive. Mel was clapping so hard. Her hands hurt, and Elbow Grease felt a little jealous. Who built this amazing course for you? What, this old thing? I slapped it together myself, actually. Mel was flabbergasted. It was better than anything she'd ever built. Hey, she built me, didn't she? Elbow Grease says. Oh, wow, this motorcycle. Chopper recognized Elbow Grease from the King of the Crud videos she'd seen online. Say, aren't you the kid who led the team that beat Motozilla? Never give up. That's you, right? Looks like you've got a fan, Bo. Who, me? Gosh, well, I'm Grelbow Gleese. I'm Elbow Gross. Anyway, nice to meet you. He's getting all shy. He's blushing. Mel invited Chopper back to the Demolition Derby to meet the whole team. Bo carried the spare parts Mel had collected and followed as close behind as he could. Whee! Yeah, it's okay. You should put it right here. Hey, wait for me, Elbow Grease says. When Chopper arrived at the Demolition Derby, Pinball was intrigued. Hey, look, a monster cycle. Flash was stunned. I've only ever seen one in pictures. Crash was amazed. How does she keep her balance? Tank was excited to play. Who's ready to rumble? Go ahead, Chopper, says Mel. This'll be fun to watch, says Elbow Grease. At first, the trucks were impressed with Chopper's speed, skill, and strength and style, but their enthusiasm didn't last long. Catch me if you can, boys. Chopper was faster than Flash. Hurry up. She drives like a maniac, he said. Chopper was smarter than Pinball. Gotcha. She's cheating. So Chopper let go of her wheel. So Pinball caught the wheel, but Chopper let go of the wheel, so she doesn't even need the wheel. Chopper was more daring than Crash. Yeehaw! She's flipping over him. She's wild, he said. And despite being smaller, Chopper was tougher than Tank. Oh, wow, she made Tank flip over on himself. Oops, she said. And Tank says, she plays too rough. Someone could get hurt. Listen to those sore losers whine, says Elbow Grease. The monster trucks were frustrated. They weren't used to losing. We don't want to play anymore, they all say. Did I do something wrong? I was just messing around, said Chopper. They're just jealous. What they need is a little more gumption. By the way, that's my thing. You don't do gumption too, do you? Ignore those big babies, says Mel. A little competition might remind them that there's always room for improvement. Mel plugged Elbow Grease in to recharge and offered Chopper some gas for lunch. Actually, I'm electric too. I don't need a plug. I just charge wirelessly. Elbow Grease was shocked. What? No plug? Mel was impressed. Wow, induction charging. Wish I'd thought of that. After lunch, Chopper could tell something was bothering her new friend. Anything wrong? Maybe I can help. I'm pretty good at solving problems. You think you're good at everything. That's why no one likes playing with you, says Elbow Grease. He looks mad. Oh. Insecurity surged through Elbow Grease's circuits, and he shouted before thinking about his words. Chopper was hurt. She raced out of the garage without saying a word. Look, she looks like she's going to cry. Chopper, wait! All the trucks gathered around. That was kind of harsh, Bo. Yeah, but I can't say I disagree, says Brother. When someone's better than you at the thing you're best at, it feels bad, says another brother. But Mel doesn't seem to feel bad, even though Chopper's better at building things. Mel threw her hands in the air and began shouting, that's because when I see someone do better than me, I feel motivated to work harder. It's a little something called gumption. Ever heard of it? Elbow Grease was embarrassed, and his brothers realized that Mel was right. They decided to go apologize to Chopper. Back at the junkyard, Chopper had never felt more alone. She thought she finally made some friends, but then she acted like a show-off and pushed them away. She was so frustrated that she began to destroy her beautiful stunt course. As Chopper crashed and smashed through the scraps, she knocked loose the base of the giant junkyard crane. She was shouting too loudly to hear the terrible creak as the crane began to fall. I don't care if I ever have a friend. I'll do it all alone. I don't need anyone's help. Watch out! Crapoosh! The whole thing's falling down. The falling crane scraped and sparked against Elbow Grease's bumper as he shoved Chopper out of the way at the very last second. You saved me, she said. What are friends for? He said. Mel and the trucks helped Chopper and put the junkyard back in order. I'm sorry I was mean. You should never be ashamed to show off your talents. I was just jealous. It's okay, Bo. I was jealous too. I've always wanted to be part of a team. You? Jealous of us? Well, there's only one thing to say to that. Thank you? No, Tank. Welcome to the team, they all say. Thank you, she says. And Mel says, together, we're stronger. And that is...
Bookers.
The end.